He's everything to me. One more time. Oh, he's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. For he's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything. Give me oil in my lamp. Oh, give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Just give me oil in my lamp and keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning to the break of day. And I will sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. I will sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Sing that again. Oh, give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Just give me oil in my lamp and keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning to the break of day. And I will sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. I will sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, Hosanna. Not by might, well it's not by might, and it's not by power, but by my Spirit, said the Lord. Well, it's not by might, and it's not by power, but by my Spirit, said the Lord. And this mountain shall be just confess it this morning. I'll be removed. This mountain shall be removed by my Spirit, said the Lord. Oh, once again. No, it's not by mind. It's not by power. But by my Spirit, said the Lord. It's not by mind. It's not by power. Spirits. Sing it like this. Your mountain and your mountain shall be removed. Your mountain shall be removed. Your mountain shall be removed. By my Spirit, said the Lord. And your mountain and your mountain shall be this morning. Give the Lord a clap of praise. Amen. Nothing that you can do to pull and push. And amen. Just believe his word. He said it, I believe it, and I receive. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I hope you're happy in the Lord. I trust that you are excited. Amen. And expecting. Amen. We cover, receive what we expect to receive. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So it's good to be in the house of God this morning. Let's sing this song. You may be seated this morning. Let's sing this song, Awesome in This Place, Mighty God. QC. You are awesome in this place, Mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, Mighty God. Just worship him this morning. Oh, you are awesome in this place, Mighty God. ransom in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. If you believe He's here this morning, just worship Him. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. Oh, we worship You, Lord. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. Oh, You are worthy of all praise. To You our lives we raise. We are awesome in this place, mighty God. Let's tell Him one more time. Oh, You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. Oh, You are worthy of our praise. To You our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord Jesus. You believe He's here? I believe He's here. I believe there's more than two or three people here this morning. So He said, where there's two or three gathered in His name, there I will be in their midst. What a promise. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's sing this song real quick, and then we're going to go to their specials. He's in the house. Key of G. Amen. You just worship Him. Praise Him. If you feel like standing up, you do it. No matter if anybody else is not standing. Amen. If you want to just praise standing, mate, do it. Have liberty. Amen. We're children of liberty. We're children of freedom. Amen. Praise God. Let's start with the first verse. Well, let's sing the chorus. I'm sorry. He's in the house. Death had to flee. Now there is life where darkness used to be. Now there is hope. There's no more doubt. Praise His name. Praise His name. He's in the house. First verse. Little girl was lying there. People all were weeping. They just laughed at Jesus when He said that she's sleeping. As He took her by the hand, she began to live again. Some began to praise the Lord. Some began to say, He's in the house. Death has to flee. Now there is life where darkness used to be. Now there is hope. There's no more doubt. Praise His name. Praise His name. He's in the house. Second verse. We were like that little girl, dead in all our sins, till Jesus touched His heart again. I am just a house of clay. Ever since that blessed day, there's a light that shines on me for all the world to see. He's in the house. Death has to flee. Now there is life where darkness used to be. Now there is hope. There's no more doubt. Praise His name. Praise His name. He's in the house. Death has to flee. Again, a little girl was lying there. People all are weeping. They just laughed at Jesus when he said she's only sleeping. As he took her by the hand, she began to live again. Some began to praise the Lord, and some began to say, used to be, now there is hope, there's no more doubt. Praise his name, praise his name. He's in the house, death has to flee. Now there is light, where darkness used to be. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. But Colleen, are you going to be doing responsive reading this morning? Yeah. Okay. All right. So let me just read this prayer request. Just remember this request here. Our brother, Gail, sister, Kamani's brother, right? Okay. Please remember me in prayer the nightmares I would get after coming back from Iraq are back. The devil is a coward, and he is coming closer and closer to my head while asleep. Amen. So just continue to remember Sister Kamani in prayer. Amen. How many believe that that is taken care of? Amen. I believe that. Amen. It's already done. Amen. So let's just sing that song real quick. It's already done. I think it's key of F. I think. And then Brother Colley, if you can prepare to come up.
It's already done. It's already done. It's his name. The battle is over. The victory is done. It's already done. Once again now. Oh, it's already done. It's already done. Amen. The battle is over. It's already done.
Once again, as Brother Colley comes,
oh, it's already done. It's already done.
Let's stand to our feet.
It's over. The victory is done. It's already done.
To be here again, and it's always wonderful to know that God is real and that he blesses. Now, went to bed the other night and lay there for a minute and tried to turn over. My head was then just like it's spinning round and round. And first call my brother, and he said for a while, and then his idea is, maybe you're just imagining. To you, it might be imagining, but for me, it's real. And, okay, thank you. But, you know, as the scripture says, Isaiah, when Satan comes in like a flood, God raised up a standard against it. So, it didn't last too long. I mean, called paramedics and everything. It's blood pressure was up to 208. But in a matter of minutes, everything was back to normal. And so we just thank God. He's not an imagination. He's real. Amen. We're going to read this morning from Psalm 105, verses 1 through 15. Let us pray, if we would. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful and thankful that you are a reality unto us. Lord, many times, Lord, things that you've done for us, Lord, we know when no one else could. God, we ask you to bless each heart, Father, that is present this morning. Lord, whatever need they have, Lord, let them read. Give it unto you, Lord, and that you will bless them and take care of it. We ask you for these words, Lord, for they are part of you, Lord, to bless them. Lord, to bless all the words that we will hear today that come forth. Lord, and we love you and we thank you. And we ask your guidance. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Psalm 105. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people.
Sing unto him.
Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord.
Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore.
Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth.
He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations.
Which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac.
And confirmed his name unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant.
Saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan and lot of your inheritance.
And they were few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it.
When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another,
he suffered no man to do them wrong, yea,
saying, touch not mine home one, and do my prophets no harm. God bless you. Be seated.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Thomas, you want to help us take up our offering? Amen. Let's just take up the offering. And
yes,
Lord. Amen. As Thomas passes that around, let's just sing, take up your cross, follow Jesus. And then we're going to prepare for the specials. Take up your cross and follow Jesus.
take up your cross every day. Don't be ashamed to say that you know Him. Just count the cost, take up your cross and follow Him. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. Don't be ashamed to say that you know Him. Just count. Take up your cross and follow Him. Count the cost. Oh, count the cost. Take up your cross and follow Him.
It's worth all of it to follow Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let's start with Sister Rachel and Anna's class. If they would come up. That was wonderful. Amen. He's alive. All right. Karina and Zoe, you want to come? Bless us. We just appreciate the Lord, amen, for later on getting baptized. Amen. Great job, Zoe. Great job, Karina. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We appreciate all of our visitors. Amen. Appreciate Karina being here with us. Amen. Appreciate Brother Daniel, his wife. Praise the Lord. I told him, if you all don't know Brother Benny Perry, he's a pastor in South Carolina. And it's Brother Benny Perry's grandson. He looks just like Brother Benny Perry. It's the same lineage, so he's going to bless us with a song this morning, so I don't know what, you're going to be right there, Brother Daniel? Okay. You want to sing? And play, okay.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. How many enjoyed the service yesterday? Amen. I was blessed. Amen. Can I get the key of C? How many know there's none like Jesus? Amen. There's nobody like him. Amen. Y'all just sing it with me. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. Oh, there is none like you. And no one else can touch my heart like you do. And I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. One more time, there is none, there is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all need. There is none like you, Lord, soul, and touch my heart, touch my soul. Lay your loving hands on me, Lord Jesus, once more. Shower down your spirit, Lord, and saturate my soul. And I'll find there is none like you. Lord, touch my heart, touch my soul. Lay your loving hands on me, Lord Jesus, once more. Shower down your spirit, Lord, and saturate my soul. And I'll find there is none like you. Amen. There is none.
Thank you.
excellent. Amen. Just worship the Lord with all kinds of instruments. Amen. On the horn, on the guitar, everything. Amen. Praise God. Appreciate that, Brother Daniel. Amen. Give the Lord a clap of praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. If the young people could come up and... Yeah, keep playing that. Amen. Look like he has.
Jesus blinded all my darkness. He sparked my heart within. His grace and mercy lit a passion, consumed my sin.
Fire's burning inside of me. Jesus has changed my life. His name be lifted high. This holy fire's burning inside of me. I cannot hold it inside. I cannot keep it quiet. This holy fire's burning inside of me. I cannot hold it inside. I cannot keep it quiet. This holy fire's burning inside of me. By a fire, so let the world come and watch me burn. Shout it from the rooftops, shout it till everyone has heard. I've been touched by a fire, so let the world come and watch me burn. Shout it from the rooftops, shout it till.
Young people. Amen. Wonderful. Praise the Lord Jesus. Let's stand to our feet. Thank you for that. Amen. The question is, have you been touched by the fire? Not by a fire, by that fire, his fire. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. As we have Brother Wade come, let's just sing that chorus again. He's in the house. Death has to flee. Amen. Key of G. Thank you. Sorry.
He's in the house. Death has to flee. Now there is life. The darkness used to be. Now there is hope. There's no more doubt. Praise His name. Praise His name. He's in the house. Death has to flee. Now there is life where darkness used to be.
Clap of praise. Do you believe He's here today? He's here to fulfill all your needs. He's here to give you exceedingly and abundantly. When you come and ask, let Him heap it on top of you. Keep asking. Asking you shall receive. It doesn't say that ask one time. It says ask. Just keep asking. God bless you. Thank you for all coming today. I want to thank everybody for helping yesterday. All the sisters and the brothers. We had a good time in the Lord, had a good service, and hope everybody was blessed. I want to also thank everyone last Sunday for helping Sister Rebecca Atkins move. It makes a load lighter when several of us get together, so thank you very much. I know from her, thank you so very much for stopping by and helping. So that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to help family members. Amen. Also, just a few things, and then we'll have Brother Diggs come out. We're going to have a baptismal service immediately after this service. All right. So when we get finished, we'll sing songs. We'll have an altar call if you want to. And then I'll come back and we'll read some scripture. And then we'll, if you want to get ready, some the sisters, I think we've got six people that are baptized. I think they're all sisters. So brothers, come on, somebody. Somebody. But that thing is opening up. It's good and warm out there. We got the circulator running, and it's really nice for those of you that saw it. Thank you again, Brother and Sister Dale, for allowing us to buy that thing and get it here so we won't have to run everywhere. We'll have it right here. So we'll be right. Well, so when we get finished, if you want to be baptized, men, if you want to be baptized, somebody go to a boy's Sunday school class, shut the door, and change clothes. If you didn't bring any clothes, that's okay. It'll dry out, I promise you. But the sisters, you can meet Sister June, and they can find a place if you need to change. And then afterwards, we'll have towels, and then you can come back in here and change somewhere downstairs. So June, you just, y'all coordinate kind of together. But I think Sister Regina, Sister Kathy, what's your wife's name? George? Marema, she's going to be baptized today. And the twins. Where's the other one? Up there, twin. Amen. Last but not least, Sister Karina Morales is going to be baptized. Come all the way from Ohio to be baptized. And I believe we're setting up a Zoom camera out there so we can do it live. So your mom and daddy can watch. There'll be tears flowing, I promise you. But they'll be able to watch it live from Ohio. So,
praise the Lord.
So thank God for that. Also, one other thing before we get started, Brother Aaron, you'll be preaching Wednesday. All right. And June the 5th is Mother's birthday. So Sister Dale's birthday, her 80th birthday. That's on June the 5th. We'll have a birthday party for her after second service downstairs. All right. So we'll have cake and ice cream. And if you want to bring gifts, that would be a wonderful time to bring them because that is her birthday, all right? And today's my son's birthday. Today's Josh's birthday. June, how old is he? 39? You're getting old. That's our oldest. So, happy birthday, Josh. And then just remember the other things coming up. Brother Daniel Perry is going to be speaking for us on June the 19th. He's a young brother in the message, young preacher in the message. So he's going to be with us on June the 19th. And that will be the same weekend of June the 18th. We'll have our fishing trip for the men and young kids, young boys. That will be Father's Day. That will be Father's Day that weekend, that Sunday. But we're going to have a little fishing trip over at Brother Terrence's and Zach's pond. And we'll fish all day and have hamburgers and hot dogs, have a tent set up and all those different things. So just keep that in your prayer. And also June the 3rd, Chris Long will be here for our July the 3rd or 4th meeting. Brother Chris Long will be here, and we're going to have a meal after that. July. Let's back up for a minute. Brother Joe Salas had made mention about getting back into the nursing home. May the 28th, I think Brother Boyd said that they're having a little trouble coordinating with the nursing home. But between now and then, if you need and want to participate, I think some of you said you would be able to come. Instruments and singers and things, just get with Brother Boyd and Brother Joe Salas. Everybody got that? Yeah. Amen. Get with Brother Joe and Brother Boyd if you want to participate that Saturday, May the 28th. That would be next Saturday, a week from yesterday. All right. And also remember, July the 22nd, we'll be leaving to go to Ohio. Pretty much got a charter bus, so we will be able to ride the bus if you want to go. But we got to all be on the same schedule. Not mine. We got to be on the bus schedule. So we can't be late. If you're late, that's a long way from home to have to get back. Long way from home. So let's work on our schedules. Our scheduling, July the 22nd, we'll be leaving going to Ohio, coming back on the 25th. We'll have a youth service up there. And Brother Luis is going to coordinate that. I love it when I tell people things.
Coordinate what?
That youth service up there. That's what you're going to coordinate, that youth service. Okay. So I thought I'd just announce in front of everybody so you couldn't say no. So, but you love the Lord? We got a good group of folks. We got people that bind together, and we have a good spirit to do things that we're doing. Church on the move, I believe. A church that, like I said, if you got anything wrapped up inside of you, let it out. I want to hear all your talents. I want to see all your talents. I want to see you grow in God. I want to see the Holy Ghost make your life better. And I want the devil to be absolutely uncomfortable around you and around this building. Amen? And I mean that. I don't want him to be comfortable. He was too comfortable in my life before this started. Amen? Very familiar. I don't want him to be familiar anymore. I want him to be so uncomfortable that he leaves this building. This building. And then this building too. So let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart as Brother Kidre Diggs comes and speaks for us. He's from Columbia, South Carolina. He did a wonderful job yesterday, really went down the hearts of the youth, and now today we're all going to be young in heart, and we're going to listen to what he has to say from the Lord. So let's sing.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
praise the Lord. Amen. 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 In God worthy of all the praise. Amen. Amen. It's a privilege being here among you again one more time. Amen. Certainly appreciate Thank Brother you. Dale, Brother Wade. Amen. And just all the saints of God. Amen. Most of all, we appreciate the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because in him we live and move and have our being. Amen. 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 If we have a need, let's just go before the Lord in prayer. Because he's that prayer answering God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you want to acknowledge it to the Lord, you can do it by uplifted hand. Amen. Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, Father, you see the hands that are lifted to you. Lord, but most of all, Lord, you see our need, Lord. Yes. And Lord, we have different desires, Lord, but let our desires be according to your will, Father. Yes. Lord, you will just touch that area, Father, that we stand in spiritual need or maybe natural need, Lord, and let it all coincide with what you have for us before the foundation of the world. And Lord, we just want to move out of the way, Lord, and let you speak to your creation, Lord. And Father, help them to be receptive to the word of God. For we know that there is power in the word, and the word cannot be altered, it cannot be changed. But it must accomplish what you sent it out for, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask that we be yielded vessels today, Lord. Lord, and Father, we'll be vessels of honor, Lord, to house the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that you bless the church, Lord, the ministry within, Lord, the shepherd, the deacons, trustees, Lord, lay members, all those who are connected to this ministry. Father, we pray you keep your hand upon us, Lord, and keep us under your atoning blood. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Church, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you have your Bibles, let's go to Luke chapter 8. Luke, St. Luke, chapter 8. Let's start reading at verse 5. Luke chapter 8, verse 5. A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. Right. And others fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. Yeah, right. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that have an ear to hear, let him hear." And his disciples asked him, saying, "What might this parable be?" And he said unto you, "It is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, the seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Amen. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 32, and we want to read verse 14. Jeremiah 32, verse 14, the Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, take these evidences, this evidence of the purchase, both which is sealed, and this evidence which is open, put them in earthen vessels, that they may continue many days." Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you of his word. You can have your seats. Amen. By the grace of God, today I want to use for a subject, the seed of promise. Amen. The seed of promise. You know, as we see in the book of Luke, the sower went out to sow. And as he began to sow, you know, let's just get right into it. The sower was sowing the word. Amen. And as the word went forth, it landed on certain kinds of grounds. But to make this thing, you know, kind of a visual, I want us to understand that the word
it will do what it's supposed to do. Amen. There's never a problem with the word.
Amen.
If you stick exactly with the divine inspiration that was given to us, you will get the promise of that seed. You get the promise of that word. See, the word is not altered. It can't fail. It can't come up short. Whatever God says in his word will come to pass. Because God cannot tell a lie. Hallelujah. God cannot tell a lie. God cannot fail. So when we think of the word of God, we ought to think of it as God making his promise. But the problem is the ground that the word falls on. But even when the ground is messed up, the word still tries to come forth. Hallelujah. It fell on grounds among thorns. It still came forth. Hallelujah. So there's nothing wrong with the word. There's a promise in that word. You know, it fell by the wayside, but it still came forth. Hallelujah. You know, the scripture says that they received it with joy. Hallelujah. When the word came. But other situations based upon that ground stopped the word from coming forth. Hallelujah. In its fullness. That's what we're talking about. The word of God should come forth in its fullness. But you got to be the right kind of ground. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times it's funny to me that we have so many churches and so many doctrines and denominations and everybody say they're Christian. Everybody say they got the truth. Well, why ain't everybody bringing forth this word? Because there is a manifestation of the seed. Hallelujah. I didn't do it today, but I think I left it in my car. But if I was to buy a bag of seeds, hallelujah, from Columbia, South Carolina. If I bring, let's just say the apples, hallelujah. If I bring those seeds of apples up here to Lula, Georgia, hallelujah. There's a promise in those seeds. Hallelujah. There's a life in those seeds. All I got to do in Lula, Georgia is find good ground. And the promise of that seed, even though I bought it in South Carolina, it'll still come forward in Georgia. All I need is the right kind of ground. Because there's nothing wrong with the promise. Hallelujah. And I want you to know, hallelujah, if you are a child of God and his seed is inside of you, life has to come forth.
Yes, sir.
But the ground has to be prepared. Hallelujah. The ground has to be found worthy. Hallelujah. The word, the fullness of the word, will never come forward on ground that is not ready. Whew. The one that always gets me is saying it was sown in the ground and it was among thorns. And the thorns choked it. Whew. Oh my. People are getting choked out by just their surroundings. By just the things they fellowship with. Hallelujah. The people in their family, the people in their jobs, the people in their schools. There's nothing wrong with the words you're hearing in this church. It's the ground. Hallelujah. And what is the ground? We are the ground. Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah. But if the seed of God is inside of us, let's just look at that seed. Amen. Like I said, apples, you take pears, you take peaches, whatever you take it, when that seed is planted, there is a promise in it. There's a promise that the life within it will come forth if it's in good ground. But one thing I want you to understand, your seed, my seed, there's an element that we all need. And you know, you hear people say all the time, Brother G, we got the word, we got the word, we got the word. Praise God. You know what your word needs to grow? Hallelujah. The only way the seed will come forth is first, it must be planted in dirt.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your seed has to be planted in dirt. My seed has to be planted in dirt. Hallelujah. We all got dirt in our lives. Y'all wasn't expecting that, was you? Hallelujah. Oh, bro, I'm such a good Christian. You are dirt. Oh, bro, deeds. I was born in the message. Dirt.
Yes, sir. Talk about it.
Don't get offended. Hallelujah. Let's just look at it naturally. I could pull a seed out right now. Hallelujah. I could pull an apple seed out. Hallelujah. And lay it right here on this pulpit and preach the word of God. It will never come forward.
Come on.
Hallelujah. We can create atmospheres. We can sing. We can dance. We can shout. That seed sitting up here, it will never come forward. We can sing, this is holy ground. We can sing songs of rejoicing. We can sing, amen, it's already done. That seed will never come forward. But if I put it in some dirt. I take that seed and put it in some dirt. That dirt does something to it.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for the dirt.
Yes, sir.
And you know, sometimes we feel so self-righteous because we can hear and we can see. Hallelujah. But you are nothing without the dirt. Hallelujah. Every seed has to come forth first by being planted in dirt. You've never seen a peach tree, all its roots sitting on top of the ground. No, what's holding it together? Dirt. Oh my God. I wasn't expecting this. I'm a Christian. He's telling me I'm dirty. The earth was without form and void. It was chaos. What was it? It was chaos. Then God spoke his word. Hallelujah. And his word began to make everything come to life in the midst of all that chaos. We all got chaos. We all got troubles. We all got problems. But it takes the word of God to make that life come forward. Hallelujah. It's a seed of promise. And if I plant that seed, the activation of that life coming forward first starts with me being laid in dirt. And we know that this flesh is what? Dirt.
Yes, sir.
Flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God, but it's this flesh on this side that's housing the spirit.
Come on.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh my. But then you go from there, hallelujah. And you say, you know, because you say, Brother Deeks, why are you hitting on this? Because I want you to see this morning that your sins, your troubles, your shortcomings, that don't mean nothing to God. Hallelujah. God knew, hallelujah, you was going to come through dirt first, and he still put the seed inside of you. God is so strong. He's so powerful. Look what he did. God let me and you, all of us, be born in sin first. Knowing that the seed was stronger than sin and it would come forth through all the dirt.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh my. Church, think about it. When it clicks what God has done for you. Hallelujah. Church, he let us dance with the devil first. That's how sure God is of his promise. He let us have the nature of devils first. Woo! Knowing that when you hear the word, everything else was going to begin to be pushed away. God is not worried. God is not afraid about your issues. That's what makes him God. He's put inside of you a seed of promise.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, oh, Brother Deeks, I got problems with pornography. God is not worried. He said, oh, Brother Deeks, I just like boys. God is not worried. Brother Deeks, I'm being chased by girls. God is not worried. He put a seed inside of you.
Yes.
And it's able, hallelujah, to come through the dirt. Oh, now we up in the country now. I hope y'all know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. If y'all trying to give me some fruit that ain't never been in the dirt, that's hybrid. I don't want that. Hallelujah. If you can give me a seed, that if you can give me some fruit that hadn't been in the dirt, I tell you it ain't got no life in it. It ain't got no nourishment in it. It'll never be able to bring back life again. It's made by man. But if you give me something, hallelujah, that spent this time in dark conditions, spent this time when it couldn't see his way out, but it felt the warmth of the sun, and in a appointed time, it began to shoot out of the dirt. Give me that. That's what I want.
Yes, sir.
I want a young person who's come out of sin.
Yes, sir.
I want a church who knows what it's like to come through sin, hallelujah, and can appreciate the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what makes you who you are. Hallelujah. Think about it. When we get to heavens, the angels can't sing what you sing. They can't do this because they don't know what it means to be delivered. Yes! They don't know what it means to rejoice in the grace of God. They never had to experience dirt. But we experienced it. It made us who we are. Y'all, if y'all catch this today, the devil is done. If you catch this, however he's fighting you, he's done. Hallelujah. When I was a kid, I used to like watching wrestling. Hallelujah. And one of my favorite moves was the choke slam. Hallelujah. Put them up there with one arm, hallelujah. Let everybody see what I'm about to do to you. I want y'all to put the devil's neck around your hands this morning. Put them up real high. Let all his imps, let all your problems, all your trials and tribulations, let you see what it's about to do through the blood of Jesus. I want everybody to give their problems a choke slam this morning. The devil needs a choke slam. And when we finish, we need to all go, whoa, like Ric Flair. Whoa! Yeah. Hallelujah. Y'all don't know it's scripture, hallelujah. Look, when you go in the Bible, Joseph's brothers, they hated him, hallelujah. They hated him, why? Because there was gifts in his life. He was special in love of the Father. Hallelujah. But God let him go through some dirt. God let him go through some jealousy. Hallelujah. By his own brothers. Dirt. That, what was that dirt doing? That dirt was putting him in position. Hallelujah. One day his dad came and he gave him a coat of many colors. And Joseph, not knowing no better, he probably went out there in front of his brothers, put that coat on and said, y'all, look what daddy gave me. He probably spinned around like Ric Flair. Da, 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 da. And that jealousy turned to hatred. And that hatred put him right in the will of God. Because they say, you know what? We're going to sell him into slavery. He needed that dirt because there was a caravan that was going to take him down to the throne.
Yes, sir.
There was a caravan coming that could take him where he was supposed to be. But God wasn't finished with the dirt. There was more dirt. Hallelujah. In Potiphar's house, he's working, minding his business, the gift of God. Everybody see that there's something about him. Hallelujah. Here comes some more dirt. Potiphar's wife, lie with me, Joseph. Joseph's like, nah, I can't do it. Check this out. That wasn't just one time. She was chasing that man. Let me tell you something. If you're being chased, hallelujah, God know what it's like. Hallelujah. You're not the only one that's been chased, but there's a seed of promise. God can bring you out of it.
Yes.
Then she lied on him. Threw more dirt on him. Then they threw him in the jailhouse. More dirt. God would just all put it in position. Hallelujah. Thank God for the dirt. Woo! Thank God for the dirt. You know, I'm going to read you something right quick. Hallelujah. Something the prophet of God said. And I pray it does for you what it did for me. Hallelujah. Look, you know, we talk about troubles and trials and situations in our life, all the different things that we go through and we experience. You know, I'll just paraphrase it. Hallelujah. He said, why does God allow trouble to come? He said he takes trouble, put a bit in his mouth, harnesses it, and takes it where it needs to go. That's what God does. Your trouble, my trouble. Your dirt, my dirt. God get on top of it. And God said, okay, all right. Now this is what we're going to do, hallelujah. We need to get these spirits out of his life. So what I got to do is I got to expose it. Hallelujah. And then it rises up. What happens when you see dirt? You clean it up. Hallelujah. So that's what God does. He lets our troubles and different things come. He cleans it up. Why? So then we can experience the promise. Hallelujah. But you take that seed, church, and that seed with a promise of life inside of it. It'll never come through a manifestation except first it's planted in dirt. And as I read, don't get nervous. I'm about to close. See, some of y'all wasn't here last night, so y'all don't know what's going on. But church, you take that the scriptures that said that every different one of those seeds were planted in a certain ground, a certain kind of dirt. Hallelujah. But that word tried to come forth in its full strength. It was the ground and the surroundings that stopped it from coming forward. Hallelujah. The Bible said when Jesus went back to Nazareth, he couldn't do many mighty works there because of the people's unbelief. This was the God of glory. This wasn't just a prophet. This was God himself. And unbelief hindered the supernatural. I hope you're not one of those people who are still discerning me. I wonder where he's going with this. Heaven! Yeah. Oh my God, I never see somebody jump and shout and holler and scream. Get used to it! Heaven's gonna be full of this! Heaven's gonna be full of a bunch of streaming radical people! Oh, Brother Deese, that's just not my nature. You better get rid of that nature. Because I promise you, let's make it real plain. I promise you, when we get to heaven, ain't nobody going to be doing this.
That's right. That's right. Not one. Come on.
Ain't nobody going to be doing this. Look, if you say, Bradis, it's just not my nature. I'm calm, I'm quiet by nature. Okay, praise God. All right. You stay that way. But let me tell you something. When we get to heaven and the glory of God comes in the room. Now, that's the next part. The first part is when we all there in the vestibule of heaven. And we're talking about what God did in our lives. You tell me what God did for you. Hallelujah. Well, they say, oh, you got COVID. You say, no, I don't. Hallelujah. Oh, you're going to die, but I'm still here. Hallelujah. When we start to testify. Hallelujah. When I start to talk about how many sicknesses and how many troubles and how many pains God has brought me through. Hallelujah. And we got that for seven generations in the vestibule. Seven church ages in the vestibule. Hallelujah. And we started talking to one another. Hallelujah. I can see it, Brother Wade. When I get up there, Paul comes to me. He says, hey, who are you? Hey, he said, hey, Diggs, come here, man. How you doing? I said, I'm doing good. Of course, they're going to know who you are. Because the Bible says, hallelujah, them without us is incomplete. They gonna know who we are. Hallelujah. And you know, I can imagine I'm going to be in heaven dancing because God is so good. And Paul going to come up to me and he's going to say, hey, Diggs, what age you come out of? You think I'm going to stop? I'm going to say, come on, Paul. Woo! And I'm going to start to dance with Paul. Hallelujah. I'm going to say, Paul, I came out of Laodicea. He's going to say, oh, my God, hold up. Peter, James, John, Matthew, Timothy, come here. I want you to meet somebody who came out of age when the devil was at his full strength.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. When the devil was at his full strength. When the devil was at his full strength. We made it out.
Yes, sir.
That's how Michael Jordan used to look at people as he dunk on them.
Yes.
That's how Mike Tyson used to look at people as he knock them out. Church, and that's how we need to look at the evil spirits of this day. They're already knocked out because we have a promise of eternal life. Paul said, hey, Peter, James, John, Timothy, hey, y'all guys, come here. Luke, come here, amen. Philemon, hey, y'all come here. Hey, come here. This guy right here, he made it out of Laodicea. Hallelujah. When the things I was preaching to y'all about, they experienced it. Hallelujah. They saw Satan in his fullness. The river of Euphrates was wide open. And look at him. He's in heaven. Oh, they gonna start to rejoice. We made it out of the dirt when the dirt was its richest. Now we testify. Hallelujah. Y'all know the song, The More That I Surrender? Sister Brenda Lewis wrote that song. The song that y'all just sung a few minutes ago. Hallelujah. By the help of the Lord, has been altered. You sang it wrong. It's already done. She wrote that song too. In church. She also wrote a song. It'll take a stronger wind than this. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. She's going to be with the Lord now. But church, that song. Hallelujah. Stronger wind than this. Let me tell you the inspiration behind that song. Hallelujah. She was in a house in West Palm Beach. And there was a hurricane in Miami. And the hurricane was so strong, it was shaking the house. I know she was telling the truth, because I've been down there doing a meeting when a hurricane came. Hurricane Dennis, his winds about 150 miles per hour. But you know what? We still had church.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. And we prayed the devil, hallelujah, not come our way, but to go another direction. So he went out and get when we... The hurricane was coming this way up Miami to West Palm, and after we prayed, it went up the other side.
Yes, sir.
You can't tell me God doesn't answer prayer. Our prayers are connected to the seed of promise. Church, and as she was sitting in her house and the winds and stuff was blowing her house, inspiration started to fall on her dirt. Hallelujah. Inspiration started to fall. If you know the song, one of the first lines is, strong winds are blowing.
Yes, sir.
With an unrelenting force. Hallelujah. Church, in the midst of her trouble, God began to give her inspiration. In the midst of a storm, God began to give her words of comfort. It's going to take a stronger wind than this to keep me from my promises. It's going to take a stronger wind than this to turn me around. Because my feet are on solid ground. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. She also wrote the song Little by Little. Hallelujah. Little by little, he gave the victory. Hallelujah. Church, think about it. We're up in heaven, and people like her, hallelujah, start to testify about what God did in their life. Hallelujah. And we sitting there. Church, how many got a testimony?
Yeah.
When you start to talk about what God has did for you, don't get me started about testifying.
Yes, sir.
Please don't get me started. Hallelujah. I remember one day I went and shot basketball and I popped my ankle, Daniel. Hallelujah. And one of the young fellas walked up to me and he said, "Hey, you getting old man?" And I was in my early 30s then. I said, boy, that's a challenge. They said, "Hey, we're going to run full court." He said, "But you can't play your ankle." I said, "Watch me play." I went right back out there, played again, ran on the ankle, played everything. Next morning I woke up, it was about that big, looked like an elephant. Look, I had an elephant ankle, that big. But you know, I used to be a song leader, so I had to do the song service. So I got up, hallelujah, and I said, "You know what, Satan? I got a promise that by his stripes I'm already healed." Hallelujah. So I walked out the house, and I started walking the block, hallelujah, with my leg hurting. And as I walk, I was kind of dragging it. Because, you know, I don't know if you ever pulled an elephant leg before, but it's real heavy. And, you know, I'm walking and pulling it. And I said, "Lord, you gave me a word that by your stripes I'm healed. So all I'm going to do is repeat that promise." So as I walk, I said, "By his stripes, I'm healed. By his stripes, I'm healed." And about a block into it, this leg started to get a little light. "By his stripes, I'm healed. By 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 his stripes, I'm healed." So I found myself in church, leading the song service, singing, "Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Most High." Then I tapped the foot that was supposed to be hurting. "Holy is the name of the Lord. That holy is the name of the Lord. You say, "That man crazy." Yes, I am. But I'm happy like this. Church, hallelujah. Think about it. You know, I was saying this in Canada last week. I said, you got to be careful. Because you got teachers that are teaching so deep, they're teaching the emotion at the church. And I know some of y'all thinking, "We don't need emotion." If you ain't got no emotion, you dead. Hallelujah. That's a direct quote from William Branham. He said, "Anything without emotion, you need to bury it and put it in a cemetery. Because that means it's not alive." Hallelujah. Whether it's real or not is the life you live after you go through that. Hallelujah. But church, I said, Where the camera at? I walked right up to the camera. I said, "You want me to be quiet in your church? I'm sorry, don't invite me. Because I had cancer in my brain. They told me I was going to be a vegetable. And I didn't take no chemo. I didn't take no radiation. I didn't take no pills. All I took was Isaiah 53. So if you want me to be quiet when we talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, don't invite me." Don't invite me. I was created to worship. Hallelujah. 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 In the mouth of babes, let every word be established. But church, think about it. I ain't going to be too much longer. Think about it. We didn't fellowship. We didn't talk. You talking to your sisters from other ages. You know, it's like, girl, you made it out. Like, girl, oof. God is good. Hallelujah. And you talking, everybody talking, have a good time, we fellowship, we smiling. Then all of a sudden the doors open up and the light comes in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ooh, wait. Yes. Now you know his presence. When his presence come in, everything is going to lighten up. Yes. Catch it, church. When his presence comes in, there are no more burdens. When his presence comes in, darkness has to scatter. Yes. Hallelujah. Now, can you imagine we in heaven and there's no more sin, there's no more trouble, there's no more agony and pain, and the light, the glory of God comes in and we're all doing this. Oh, it's just my nature. Trust me, when the glory of God comes in and you are thankful of what he does, you ain't going to be able to keep your composure. You might want to throw that out the window. You can be able to keep your composure when you think about church. This will be greater than winning a Powerball. I know some of y'all probably got tickets in your car. Probably got tickets in your car, scratch off or something. Now, I don't gamble, but if you got one, remember me. I ain't going to turn down the blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But, sir, think about it. God comes in. We ain't going to be able to just sit there and be like, hey, praise God. Hallelujah. No, we're going to think about all the promises that he fulfilled. All the things God has brought us to. Church, how we were once in dirt. Yeah. Hallelujah. And then that dirt, you know what the dirt did? The dirt began to break away, hallelujah, your shell. So the real you could come out. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's what dirt does. Dirt, hallelujah, dries out the shell so the real life inside can come out. Hallelujah. And as that real seed begins to connect with the warmth of the sun while it's underground.
Yes, sir.
Woo! While it's underground, it's connecting. It's in an atmosphere. Now you may say, Brother Deeks, I got troubles. I got this. Don't worry. God will give you an opportunity to connect. Hallelujah. And as that seed is connecting with just the warmth of the sun, it ain't even in the presence of it yet. It's just connecting with the warmth of the sun. It gets strength, hallelujah, to come out of the dirt, hallelujah. And it's being drawn. There's a power inside of it that energizes it to push itself out of the trouble. Woo! And it doesn't stop until its head gets out of the dirt. But before I go any further, I want to say this. Your dirt, my dirt, is good dirt. Good dirt. Somebody say good dirt. We got good dirt. Because remember, there was some dirt that when the seed was planted, it came forth 100-fold. Hallelujah. So every dirt ain't bad dirt. Some dirt is good dirt. Hallelujah. Amen. In order for it to come forth, it got to be good dirt. Hallelujah. You can't plant no garden in red clay. That's dirt. Hallelujah. You got to have the right kind of dirt. Hallelujah. You can't look to see an apple tree in golf sand. It don't have the nourishments in it. It's out there for beauty. But you give me real dirt with minerals and different things in it, hallelujah, that when life sits inside of it, that dirt does what it's supposed to do. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, my church. But you think about the glory of God come in when it comes in and we up in heaven. You say, well, brothers, I just don't feel like singing. I don't feel like worshiping. Hey, you better get on board now. You better give God thanks now. Amen. Because you know what? When we get to heaven, ain't going to be no more preaching.
No.
If you one of them people say, oh, just preach me the word. Look, in heaven ain't going to be no more preaching. Ain't gonna be no reason to. We're gonna be with God. We're gonna be standing right there in front of the Word. And every mystery and everything that we'll need to know, we'll be knowing it. Hallelujah. So the only thing we're gonna be able to do up there is what? Worship. So you might as well come aboard now. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I think I'm gonna be standing on something. I made it. In the name of Jesus, I made it. Hallelujah. Every praise is to our God. Every hallelujah is to our God. Hallelujah. I don't even know where that go. I'll just put it back over there. But church, you think about it. Hallelujah. That seed has a promise inside of it. There's a manifestation of every seed of a life coming out, even though you don't see it. There's a mystery within the seed. See, nobody really knows who bride is. You don't know. We all look like bride, but the only way we're going to know who's who is when that day happens. Hallelujah. And no doubt, you're going to see some people that you doubted. Hallelujah. You're going to see some people, hallelujah, that you looked down on. You're going to see some people that have been called serpent seed. You're going to see, you're going to see some people that you thought left the message. Just because they ain't in your church, that don't mean they ain't holding on to the revelation. The message is a revelation. And to make it even more precise, the message of the hour is a person. Hallelujah. The message is not books and tapes. The message is not CDs. The message is not a table. The message is a body of believers. The message is a person. I'm the message. You're the message. Remember, hallelujah. He says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word, what happened to it? The Word became flesh. Hallelujah. Church, if you don't believe it, let's just look through the scripture. Remember, in the Old Testament, whenever they wanted to see God's presence, it was a pillar of fire or something. It's a pillar of fire by night, a pillar of cloud by day. That was the representation of God. They said the Ark of the Covenant was a representation of God. You know, all the things behind the veil was a representation of God. Hallelujah. But you notice, hallelujah, they had all these things going with them under that covenant. But as the covenant began to change, hallelujah, y'all notice, when Jesus was born, you never saw the pillar of fire again. Because he was the pillar of fire. You didn't have to see a rainbow. You didn't have to see none of that. Why? Because he was all that. Hallelujah. And as soon as he was crucified, it appeared again. In the book of Acts to Paul. I hope you know your Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what I love about the message. It made the Bible a new book. As far as what we see. Hallelujah. Not the letter of it, what we see. Let's get it twisted. It's not a NLV or UUV or LMNOP. No. It's still the same Word of God. Hallelujah. But look, at all those times, you never saw a pillar of fire, hallelujah. As long as Jesus was on the earth, what no need for relics. What no need for faith in those different sources and different things. Because he was there, hallelujah. And what once Jesus was gone, the pillar of fire began to appear again. The rainbow appear again. Why? Because those things was a reflection. They were a manifestation of who he was. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All of that was a part of the promise. And church, if we really dive into it, we look at these things about the seed of promise. What's the manifestation, hallelujah, of a tadpole? A frog. Hallelujah. We are in a season of change.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What's the manifestation, hallelujah, of a caterpillar, a butterfly? It always goes into something else that he can never go back to. And we think about, hallelujah, amen, what has God given us? What is the potential of heaven? What is the potential of the resurrection? What is the potential of our body change? Now let's understand potential. Hallelujah. The prophet of God said, hallelujah, if you wanted an acorn tree, you first start with what? An acorn seed. He said, if you got that seed, you potentially have the tree. Hallelujah. The seed, hallelujah, is a reflection of what's to come.
Yes.
But the manifestation of that seed is the tree.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So what is the potential of heaven for us? What is the potential of the resurrection? What is the potential of a body change for us? It's the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
When you get the Holy Ghost, you are potentially resurrected.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because it's a promise. The prophet of God said, it's the earnest.
Yes.
What is earnest? Y'all know what earnest is? Let's make it real simple. For those of you who own your own house, before you bought that house, they had a thing called earnest money.
Right.
Hallelujah. You look at the house is beautiful. You already got the loan. They said, but do you have any earnest money?
Yeah.
We want to see if you mean business. We want to see if you really want this house. So maybe the house was $200,000 or whatever it was. They said, can you put $1,000 up? Can you put $1,000 up just to, you know, to put on the house,
right,
almost like a down payment?
Right.
So you willingly put that out because you want the house.
Yep.
Hallelujah. So the earnest money is a guarantee that you can go forward with the deal.
Right.
As long as you didn't put something down on this house, nobody else can write a contract on what's yours. Oh boy, I felt that one in my shana now. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh my. Church, hallelujah. Think about that. Once you have the earnest, once you put the earnest down, no matter whoever wants what you got, another contract cannot be accepted until yours is done. Church, the devil can't come and say, well, they did this, they did that. God said, no, I already got the contract. I already got the contract. All I see is blood. Hallelujah. I got the contract. All I see is joy and peace. I got the contract. All I see is divine healing. Hallelujah. I already got the contract. Satan say, no, I think they sick. Oh, I'm sorry. He said, oh, I'm sick. He said, no, I got the contract. By his stripe, by my stripes. He won't accept another deal. And if somebody, you know what you can do? If you didn't put money down, you got a contract, and they accept somebody else's own over yours, now you can sue. Some of y'all just sitting back, just going through the motions. You need to sue the devil. Take him to court. Because I want you to understand, if you take the devil to court, the judge, hallelujah, the jury, and the prosecutor, hallelujah, is on your side.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all sitting back, you need to sue the devil.
Yeah.
He didn't try to take what's yours. It's time to take it back.
Yes, sir.
He said, oh, Brother Deeks, I ain't worried. It ain't nothing, a little old thing. I can easily get that back. They got something called small claims court. I want it all back. Hallelujah. I ain't letting him take nothing from me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I got a promise.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He said, the Holy Ghost is the earnest of your inheritance. That's why it's so important not just to be a good church member. The seed has a promise of God's life. Hallelujah. What is the earnest of an apple seed? Apples. The earnest of an orange tree, orange seed, oranges. Hallelujah. So what is the earnest, hallelujah, of a Christian man? God. God status. Hallelujah. Oh, my church. And when we think about the seed and the manifestation of God and how it goes into the expression of what God is, the expression of what he's done in different things. Church, who was the expression, hallelujah, of John the Baptist? Remember John's message, hallelujah. John began to preach repentance and these things, and asked John, was he the Messiah? John said, no, I'm not the expression. Woo! The expression is among you, hallelujah. His name was Jesus. Jesus was the expression of John. Who was the expression of Elijah? Elisha. Hallelujah. Elisha was the expression of Elijah. Hallelujah. So I'm about to close. I'm getting nervous. Listen. So since we're talking about the promised seed and it coming forth and the expression of that seed, who's the expression of William Branham's message? It ain't Jeffersonville as far as the state. It ain't Arizona as far as the state. It ain't Georgia or South Carolina as far as the state. You ain't got to move to the state. That ain't the expression, hallelujah. The expression of this message is a people. It's a person. Hallelujah. When you look around, the message wouldn't even come forth if there was no you. It's very clear. You look at his commission. Behold, I send Elijah. No. It says, behold, I send you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Me. You send God, the prophet, to me? Yes, he did. And I heard the voice of God. I saw the expression of God. I saw the miracles of God. You say, Brother Diggs, you weren't there. No, I wasn't there physically, but I was there when he changed my life. That's how I witnessed this message. We all can easily take the testimonies of the prophet and the caribou and all these things and talk about all that, but people be looking at you like, man, what you talking about? But when you start to tell them what this message did in your life, when you start to witness about your change, then the message comes alive. They can't argue with that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Listen, before we go any further. Oh, my. Church. He says, God, by his predestination, see, has brought his seed to life and is pressing itself. See, coming to light. See, that's what happened with all of us, church. Amen. Think about it. I want you to see the seed of promise. God would have never let a word come forth if there was not a people to make it live. Amen. Look at how he did it. Hallelujah. Can you agree? Even if we just take history, can you agree when Martin Luther separated from the Catholic Church, there was a people to follow him? There was a people to carry on that inspiration. There was a people to show that revelation that the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. So God got a hold of Martin Luther and he began to preach his message, but the people manifested it. The people made it live. The people showed the whole world what Martin Luther was talking about. Hallelujah. But then God didn't settle. God kept unveiling himself. Hallelujah. And then Wesley, hallelujah, looked at Martin Luther them and he said, that's all right, but y'all still smoking and drinking. I believe God is a holy God. I'm going to still walk by faith, but I'm going to clean my life up. And you know what? There was a people, hallelujah, that could make what he was saying come into a full expression. There were people who stopped smoking, stopped drinking, and began to live a sanctified life. Hallelujah. That's for them people who say it don't take all that. Brother Deeks, you ain't got to do all that. God know your heart. God is within me. Well, I agree with that to a certain extent. He within you if your vessel clean. Because the Bible says, hallelujah, God is so holy that the angels are unclean in his presence. And they ain't never did nothing wrong. And you're going to sit up there with all that stuff going through your mind and all your past and all this. God is within me. It don't take all that. Can I go back to Columbia right quick? What we say, this South too, what we say when somebody talking nonsense? Chai, please. You know what chai please mean, right? Chai, please, that means you lost your, ain't no need to even talk about this no more. That's like a little girl who ain't never been in the kitchen walking in there trying to tell her mama how to cook. Mama, you need to do this. Mama, you ain't never been in the kitchen. Ain't never did it. Mama, look at her and say, child, please. Girl, go and play with your daughter. Child, please. That's what we need to say to the devil, hallelujah. When you try to tell us that God is not a holy God, that he doesn't want us to be clean living, hallelujah. When the enemy comes speaking that nonsense, you need to tell him, child, please. You say, Brother Deeks, why you be saying this, all the crazy stuff? Why you be saying this? Because if you don't catch anything, you're going to catch my parables. Okay. Then you're going to start thinking, why was he saying child please? Why did child please so funny? He said, child please. Oh, yeah, holiness. Holiness, yeah. You see that? You see what I did? I connected child please to holiness. So you be in the house, you tell somebody, child please, you say, got to be holy now. Hey. Hallelujah. But church, look at it. He says, see, come into light, and now on top of all that, it has overcome. What does it mean to be an overcomer? Look, before I get ready to get out of here, we think about, we just went through a season of Easter, right? We just went through a season where everybody's celebrating the resurrection. Hallelujah. But I appreciate the rising of Christ. Without that, we have nothing. But can I say that it was more to it than that? It was more to it than just God rising. Hallelujah. Because in the process of rising, he did something for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he went down in the grave, he took my problems, your problems, everybody's problems in here, and he crucified it. Hallelujah. We always talk about the resurrection, but we never talk about when he went to hell. Hallelujah. My God is awesome. Yeah. Think about the church. Hallelujah. When he changed dimensions and he ended up in hell with all our problems on his shoulders. And now he's in the garden of hell. Hallelujah. Amen. And he's around a garrison of demons. Hallelujah. And Jesus looks around, all the demons looking at him because they doubted his power. Now they looking at him, hallelujah. And Jesus knew he had to get to Satan, hallelujah. But you know you got to get through all this imps before you get to him, hallelujah. So now Jesus in hell, surrounded around demons, and now he stands up. And all the demons are looking at him, and Jesus makes a step, hallelujah. And maybe the demon of diabetes, he says, hey, Jesus say, sit down. The master is here. Maybe he takes another step and the spirit of alcoholism begins to talk. He says, shut up! The master is here. And he takes another step and maybe the demon of depression begins to say something. He says, I said, sit down! The master is here. Every drug, every sickness, every hurt, every pain, Jesus took control of hell.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Whew. That was before he rose. If you're going through something, you need to tell Satan, you ain't got no power. I'm finna drop something on y'all this morning, gonna shake your boots. We say it all the time, by the way. Oh my, boy, I feel like I'm in hell. There's so much hell on the earth. Well, let me tell you something. God is controlling hell now. Hell don't belong to the devil no more. When Jesus died, he went down into hell and he took over hell. Hallelujah. So God is controlling my hell. He's controlling your hell. He's controlling the hell that will bother any of us. Satan don't get no credit. He went down. He took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. I can't even die unless it's the will of God. It's a seed of promise. And all the devils could do is just sit there and look. Like some of y'all doing. That's all he could do. He couldn't say nothing. He couldn't react. Because God came down there and took over the house. God did a renovation. Hallelujah. It's still hell, but God controlling hell now. God tell the devil who he can try and who he can't try. Hallelujah. Go back and read the book of Job. He told the devil what he could do. He told him who to try and who he couldn't try. God is controlling your hell. So when you're going through things, adjust your attitude. Adjust your attitude. First thing we say a lot of times we go through stuff, this ain't nothing but the devil. Be careful. Be careful. It could be God doing something. Hallelujah. Pharaoh was doing everything he could do to let the people go. Go back and read it. He was doing everything he could do. He said, ah, I'm going to let them go. Nathan, you know, God turned his heart a little bit. He said, y'all ain't going nowhere. Probably went back in there and slapped himself. What I'm saying, I don't know why I can't let these people go. God was controlling him. You might not believe it. God controlling your boss. Oh, yeah. He can only do what works out for your good. And if that's being a pain to you, it's working for your good. God trying to give you some temperance, some self-control. We don't always got to stand up and flex who we are. Something go through. You don't know what? I'm the bride. The people on the job look at you like, man, please. Try, please. Church, and I'll be the first one to say, back when I was working full time, it was one of my friends on the job, he was a holiness brother. And he made me feel real small. Because this man was so humble. They tell him to do something. He ain't mumble, he ain't complain. Knowing it was wrong. He ain't mumble, he ain't complain. He wouldn't, he just go and do it. They come to me. In the name of Jesus. Then God come back and convict me. He said, real power is letting me do the work, not you. Boss man came to me one day and told me, he said, you know you got the power. I got the power to fire you. Boy, he said the wrong thing. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. I said, well, since you want to be pilot, I'm going to be Jesus. Only power you got is what my father give to you. Then God told me you wrong. You wrong. How you going to win that man to Christ? And he was a deacon in a denominational church. He throw scriptures out at me. I throw them, pop, pop, pop. I throw them back. Mine come back sharper, though. They cut going and cut coming back. And God told me, he said, boy, stop all that stuff. This message ain't came for you to step on people's head. This message came to show what real grace is. So you know what, church? Let's stop flexing on people. Let's stop spiritually flexing on people. And let's just live a life before. Hallelujah. I tell this testimony all the time. My oldest girl has been married maybe 2 years, 3 years now, something like that. But when she was about to get married, or when she first started dating a young man, I was finna act the fool. Because I ain't know him. You know how we daddies do. We protective. So she's like, daddy, so-and-so, he want to know about the Bible. I don't care. Care what he want to know about no Bible. I don't know him. Send him to the pastor. So they keep on, they trying. They just, I say, look, I don't like him. Ain't going to never like him. I'm just being honest. They know this. We all laugh about it now. Yeah. I don't care. No, terrible. Whew. But then one day, in my season of acting crazy, God came to me and began to talk to me in my spirit. And he said, look here. Because you know what I'm looking at protection. Young girls, don't get upset with your dads. All they want is the best for you. Now the way we go about it sometimes may be kind of wrong. Let me rephrase that. Not kind of wrong, wrong. But all we want you to know is that we love you, and when you leave our house under our headship, we don't want your life to go this way. We want you to marry somebody that spiritually your life will grow. Naturally, your life will grow. That when you leave daddy, hallelujah, you and your husband ain't coming back negotiating. Can we stay with you for about a year till we get our stuff together? Hallelujah. Church, so anyway, everybody all right? Anyway, church, God came to me, began to speak to me in my spirit. He said, look, your daughter is 20 years old. I think she's 20, something like that. He said, she's a grown woman. She can go marry this guy without your consent. And you not be a part of her life. Now, would you rather let me take control of this? You just be a good dad and a friend to her. Give her some guidance. You then already raised her. Now, trust what my word says. Raise them up in the way that they should go. And when they get older, it won't depart from them. Yeah, that was a rebuke. He was rebuking me. Because I wasn't trusting him. I'm trying to do it on my own. And she wasn't the problem. Her husband was the problem. The one she was dating was the problem. To me now, God told me, he gave me a new ministry. Gave me a new ministry. I'm going to get to y'all today. This thing was so powerful. And God showed me, I was like, man, I should have been operating in this thing, bro. His ministry is so powerful, you can use it in all kinds of situations. So it's almost like a new doctrine, but it's been around forever. God gave me a new ministry, and it's called the Shut Your Mouth Ministry. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That's a real live ministry. It can save you from a lot of heartache and pain. If you would just shut your mouth and mind your business. Y'all know what we do a lot? We talk about people and things that they supposedly going through, and all it is what you heard. You ain't never talked to the person about it. You just going off assumptions. Oh, I saw. Your eyes can lie to you. Some of us ain't got 20/20 vision. So the best thing to do is just shut your mouth. That's the ministry God gave me. Boy, I just love that thing. Love that thing. Because then it ain't up to me, it's up to God.
Amen.
So you know what I did? I shut my mouth. I loved with my daughter like I was supposed to. I talked with my, her, who he was at the time. We fellowship, have a good time, this and that. Then all of a sudden, he started coming to me and talking to me. And then one day he came to me, he said, "Hey, I want to marry your daughter." He said, "But I ain't going to do nothing unless I got your consent." I was like, "Oh! Oh, God! You giving me my heart's desire!" Let God do it. Church, I said, "You know what?" I said, "What would we want this dad's?" I said, "Look, if you get my daughter, by God's grace, she done lived pretty good." Y'all know as messy believers, we spoil our kids. Because we try to keep them from the world. Stop that stuff. Stop them. Them boys ain't going to be boys. They're going to be mama's boys. Them girls ain't going to be girls. They're going to be rebels. Stop spoiling these kids. Let them grow up. Hallelujah. Let them teach them responsibility. Hallelujah. And stop marrying these kids off when they're not ready. Saying marry young if you ready.
Yeah.
If you got the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So he comes to me, he says, "I want your consent." He said, "But you know they always say the Father's blessing." He said, "What is the Father's blessing?" He said, We don't know, we just young men, we don't know. I said, "Well, look, my point of view is, look, if my daughter leaves me, ain't you supposed to marry her? You're supposed to take her higher naturally and spiritually. Her life is not supposed to go backward. If I give you this headship, that's why it's up here. That's why it's up here. I give you this headship, it ain't supposed to turn into a shoulder ship or a hip ship or a calf ship or an ankle ship. Some of them is a foot ship. It's supposed to stay to a spiritual headship. And it's supposed to go higher and higher. That's what we daddies want. Hallelujah. So when I told him, I said, "Simple. Well, all the plans you got, do them. Try to do as much as you can, hallelujah, to be a stable man before you get married. Because anything you go through when you get married, she going to go through it with you. So try to be as stable as you can so you can go through the marriage without all kind of pressures." Because pressures burst pipes. So you know what I did? I left it alone. We all continued to fellowship and everything. And after we had that talk, hallelujah, my daughter came to church. She was already going to church. But this day, she got up. After I began to step back, she got up. After the man preached, she was the only one. Went to the altar, rededicated her life back to God. And since that point, she's never been the same.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's a seed of promise. The Holy Ghost is unto you and unto your children.
Amen.
In church, this is what blew me away. I was walking out of the church, by the way, my pastor stopped me. And he said, "You know what? God told me to leave them alone." I was like, "Oh my God." He told me the same thing. So when y'all see things going on in church, don't be questioning the pastor. God is in control. God is in control. You might say, "I know they doing this. I know they did that." God is in control. It's a seed of promise. Hallelujah. The reason why, hallelujah, he ain't got you up there doing nothing because you ain't got the spirit of a pastor. If it was me, I so and so and so. That's why it ain't you. Hallelujah. God give us a promise, church. And every promise will come to pass. And you know what now? My son-in-law is, we can take the in-law part off now. He's like my son. Hallelujah. Church, and what blew me away, he knew nothing about this message. Had a Baptist background. That's why I was about to go off on him. He knew nothing about the truth. Now, I ain't telling you girls to go out here and get some boy who don't know nothing about God. Stay with your family. Amen. This was just my trial. Yeah. Hallelujah. I heard Brother Diggs say his daughter got a worldly boy. You hear that? That ain't what I said. Go out there and God let the devil make an example out of you. No, stay with. Don't be unequally yoked. Because, church, I didn't know it. But one day after church, he called me. He said, hey, what can I do to get all of Brother Branham's messages? I said, glory to God! It's a seal of promise! God is in control! Woo! Church, he's like my son. When you got questions, he call and ask me. I'm going to make you daddy's trip out now. When I got questions, I call and ask him. I can easily call my daughter, but I give him the respect as the head. So I call him. Hallelujah. And sometimes my daughter get mad because we be talking too much. It's funny, church, but I love it. She told me the other day. She said, why he come home? He got to tell me every time he talk to you. He go, I talk to your daddy today. He my daddy. I know. He my daddy. That's when God steps in. So, church, let's remember, no matter where the seed, hallelujah, is, there's a promise inside of it. And if the ground is right, it will come forward. Amen. Hallelujah. You can't stop it. Hallelujah. Church, you notice when the temperature gets right, everything starts to change colors. Hallelujah. When the temperature gets right, everything starts to change colors. Hallelujah. And as the rain comes and the sun shines, the trees start to push out because the atmosphere has changed. We are in that season where in this church, young people will begin to push out. Hallelujah. Adults will begin to push out. Hallelujah. Oh, my church. I give all glory to God. Amen. Because what you see. Hallelujah. I'm going to brag on Jesus right quick. Now, and you know, it's funny to me because, you know, some people may listen to this or listen to me preach and say, he's just a Pentecostal preacher. He don't know this message. And all I got to say to you is, try me. I know it. Live by it. But the only thing about it is, hallelujah, I'm no good to you unless I'm me. I can't be Brother Wade. Hallelujah. I can't be Brother Donnie, Brother Bisco, hallelujah. I got to be Brother Diggs. And y'all know what? I know this for a fact. None of them can be me. Hallelujah. When God created me, he stumped on the mold, broke it in half, and threw it away. There'll never be another you. My son got the same name as me, but he'll never be me. Hallelujah. Church, we're here by the grace of God. And just know that if you got the seed in you, there's a promise inside. And it will come forth as musicians come. And I love this quote from the prophet. He said, when that tree is this big, every bushel of fruit is already in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, my. When it's yay high, every promise is already in it. every barrel, hallelujah. How much they'll take to the market is already in it.
Yes, sir.
And I say that to you this morning. If the seed, the gene of God is inside of you, every promise
yes,
that has to be fulfilled by you is already in you. Hallelujah. You don't have to have a special service or a special visitation. It's already in you. All you have to do is just make sure you're on the right ground. Hallelujah. And I know we have troubles, we make mistakes, different things happen. But church, let's just trust God. Let's just believe God. We're in a time now where, like I say, the foolishness of the devil is ranting and raging. All you can do is trust God.
Yes, right.
The people of Sodom and Gomorrah, they got more rights than we got. Hallelujah.
That's right.
We are here.
Yeah.
I almost wanted to preach on prophecy this morning.
Yeah.
Church, we're living in fulfillment of prophecy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Before, I'm about to close. I mean, I got about one more. Church, do you see it? Do you see the prophet of God? He said, in our day, in our time, hallelujah, that we'll see, hallelujah, vehicles, egg-shaped, made of plastic, driving themselves. You know what he was describing? A Tesla. Hallelujah. And I've been in one. It drives itself. It stops at the stop sign, stops at the red light, holds itself in the right lane. And when you come out of the restaurant from eating, it will pick you up.
That's right.
But what I love about the prophecy is so detailed. He said plastic. Back when he made that prophecy, cars were made of high-strength steel. Now you go out here in the parking lot, I guarantee you most of our cars are made of plastic. And we go out here and look at our cars again. Most of our cars got what kind of shape? Egg shape. We're in that prophecy. We're in that vision. Hallelujah. And you watch it. It's already out there. Uber is picking people up now without a driver. And they know who you are when you pull the door open. Budweiser got tractor trailers making deliveries without a driver. We here, church. A woman in purple, Condoleezza. Or a beautiful church. Tell me, when have you ever seen an ugly Catholic church? Never. Never. You see some rundown Baptist church, rundown Methodist, but you ain't gonna see no rundown Catholic church. We are here. He said a woman be taking over the world. Now, whether you say it's natural or whether you say it's spiritual, let me tell you something. Both of them have already happened. Condoleezza has already run the world. When Joe Biden got sick, they put all the world in her hands. And he's still sick. Y'all been paying attention? They just need to just stop. Just let the man go head on. Get up there and anyway. Pitiful. The world is laughing at us. Which I don't care about politics, but I'm just saying. At least when Trump was in there, we had a good laugh every week. Now, politically, I don't care, but Trump, my man, boy, he's to keep me laughing. Love me some Trump, boy. Wouldn't vote for him, but I love me some Trump. Hallelujah. Because I don't vote, but there's nothing like him, boy. I tell you. Come on, Joe. Oh, Lord. Church, we are here. We're here. So let's continue to keep our eyes watching and looking at what the Lord is doing. Don't get weary in well doing. Because this thing going to be over faster than we can blink. It's moving at such a rapid pace. Y'all know Google already got the cars. They're just waiting for the highways to catch up.
That's right.
without a driver. The prophet of God said they're sitting in the car like they're playing a game. It's already here. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you. Lord, we pray that we said something, Lord, to help your people, not offend. Lord, we pray that you bring us a certain sound, not an uncertain sound to what was said. Lord God, that all we're trying to do was be a blessing to your people, Lord. Lord, we pray that you take this word, Lord, and let it ferment in their hearts, Lord. Let each and every person in here be good ground, Lord. That when what was said, when it comes forth, let it come forth in the true manifestation of the life of the seed. Lord, we give you all honor and glory, Lord. Bless this church, the pastor, and all those connected. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you, church.
Every praise, let's stand our feet to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship in one accord. Every praise, every praise.